Good morning. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, where are you, ma'am?
Spokane, Washington.
Spokane.
This is back in the 50s. Oh, gosh, wait till I turn this darn heater down. I'll be right back.
Oh, that's quite all right. Go ahead. We have no open lines right now. When we do, you know the numbers. Pick one and call it.
Hold up here.
Yes.
Back in the 50s, my husband and I had, he was a hard rock miner up here in Washington State, and I had gone down to California, and I tried to talk him into coming down there and get a job in a shipyard, which he used to work in, and got that all arranged, and I had just one little apartment, and I went and got had a lease on a lease option to buy on a place, and I transferred my mail over to a little mailing thing. Well, he called me up and said he would be down in a couple of days. So I was busy from one place to the other and so forth. I'm driving down Vermont Avenue, and I look in the rearview mirror, and there he is in a black sedan with another guy driving, and he smiled and waved at me. And I thought, oh, that son of a gun, he got here 2 days early. I drove on home, got everything ready, made a pot of coffee and everything. He didn't show up. Didn't show up, and I had to go over to the other house. I left a note on the door, went over, took care of the apartment that I was going to rent with option to buy, and so forth. It was a duplex.
Right.
It paid for itself and everything because the beauty operator was in the other half, and I was real proud of that. Went back home, didn't hear anything. About 4 days later, I got a letter in this little mail office,